You're listening to KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming worldwide at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters at Avast Recording Company, and I'm here with local band Cold Soda. Welcome.
Hi.
You know, every once in a while I get a band in here, and I have to write the name of the band in big letters right in front of me because the members of the band have been in so many other bands that I'm afraid I'm going to accidentally say so-and-so live on KEXP, and this definitely falls under that category. It's very much a big pleasure to have so much talent in this room. Thanks for coming today.
Sure, thanks for having
me. And with that, here's some live music from Cold Soda. That's Cold Soda live on KEXP. sounds awesome.
Thanks.
That is Cold Soda Live on KEXP. I had to do a double take again there just to make sure I got it right. I mean, the many local bands that have been revered that all of you have been in, the list is too long to name, but the Cave Singers among them, of course, hint, hint, Pretty Girls Make Graves, Cobra Verde, we got Deep Creep, and Murder City Devils. The list just goes on and on. And we've got 3/4 of the Cave Singers here, and then Jeff even played drums on a Cave Singers song. So tell me about Cold Soda and what makes this band the here and now band for you.
The story of the Cold Soda band with Cave Singers one tried to cover a song for Coca-Cola. Yeah, the company.
Really? And, yeah. You need to flesh that story out a little bit more.
But we still have our fingers crossed. It's been a couple of years. But
you mean it was your idea?
Yeah, well,
was it Coke didn't it come was, to you?
No.
Okay.
And we would have like Coca-Cola practice, Coca-Cola band practice.
Yeah.
And then the idea was like, oh, this is so much fun. Maybe we should write like songs like this, but we couldn't call it the Coca-Cola band. So we called it Cold Soda instead.
You might have some trademark issues.
Yeah,
there.
But it just kind of came across just from like us trying to profiteer on music, really.
It's the Cave Singers, we have a publishing company. And so they reached out and they were hey, like there's this commercial. Do you guys want to try it? And then it was like I couldn't play the guitar to cover the song. So Marty played guitar and I played bass. And then we asked Jeff to play drums for it. Mm-hmm. But then it was just like so much fun to do it like that, you know?
Yeah.
So. But we didn't get the Coca-Cola.
Oh, but you got a band out of it. That's probably even better.
Yeah. It's better. Yeah.
And that was you released a full album this year, and that was a new song. So does that mean more music from Cold Soda?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's exciting. And you stand in this band, Derek. So there's
a
difference there.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, tell me about making this record. I mean, when did you know that it was going to be starting off sort of just fun? When did you know, hey, let's just write a full record of songs and maybe play some shows?
I don't know. I mean, once we started actually like getting together and practicing, there's just a lot of, it just came real easy, like all of a sudden we had like 8 songs and I was like, oh, let's make a record.
Does that still give you time to work on your other stuff? Pete, we've had you in studio with your solo project and I know, Derek, you worked on a few years ago, a record with Amber Weber, which is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
What's that project in?
Kodiak Deathbeds.
That's right, Kodiak Deathbeds. And then, I don't know if Deep Creep is still
Deep
active.
Creep's still going. And Jeff's in Deep Creep, too.
Yep, and Andrea is actually in the house, not here in the studio. So as I said, sort of a who's who of Seattle. But does it mean that those other projects still going to live, or is Cold Soda sort of the front and center right now?
Absolutely, they're going to live, yeah.
Yeah, there's time to do it. I mean, just kind of balance it out, but do all those projects and other projects too. So, yeah.
You can do it all.
It helps when you can do something like this where like we all, like Marty's on guitar. We just switch it up so it keeps it fresh for like writing.
I think that maybe like some of us or all of us were interested in like being in a different type of band or different sound or just to sort of reorganize and see what the output would be. But I mean, we already work so well together and we're friends and everything. So it's just like, let's just do it this way.
And then anything that has your voice on it really does have that stamp and it makes it all sort of, we know who's in that band.
Yeah. And well, that's what I told him. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, listen up.
Well, it's super fun to have you here. We're in the studios here at a vast recording company, and you all have made some records here before.
Yeah. This place is awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
I love how we keep coming up with that. Every band that comes in, it seems like, has a story.
Yeah, this is a magic place for sure. Yes.
It certainly is. Well, you're making magic here today, live on the KEXP airwaves. It's Cold Soda.
Photo. And I
Cold Soda live on KEXP. Love that song. That's Holly Leaf from the album Cold Soda by Cold Soda. That was my first favorite song on the record. There's so many to love there. Thank you so much. It's so great to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun.
You're listening to KEXP Seattle.